Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
A beautiful day today, and then some rain tomorrow afternoon into the early evening. Maybe a chance, one out of five. And the man from the National Weather Service, Tim, tell me my area's name again. You remember? Anyway, he was a nice man. Robert Bryson, I think. Anyway, a chance, one out of five chance for large hail. And for those of us that have replaced roofs due to large hailstorms, so we don't want any part of that, but it's only one in five. That's going to be in the early evening. Then it clears out perfectly for Sunday. And on Sunday, the parades start at 9:30, I think it is. So I was wondering if you're going out to see the truck parades or not. Text me at 504-260-1870, because I'm curious as to what kind of turnout they get for just the trucks. People normally stay. I'm not trying to demean the trucks or put them down at all. Believe me, a lot of people work hard and enjoy it and spend a lot of money and all that. But I'm just wondering about how many people will they stay, right, to see the trucks because they come after the parades. But how many people are going to go out just to see them? It'll be interesting to see the turnout or not. Leah Long joins us now, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. How you doing, Leah?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Also talking about parades, the dog parade in Covington is happening on Sunday, so lots of options for parades.
What
the
parade?
Dog parade. It's called Mardi Paws Sunday, really? In Covington. Yeah, so it's a parade of dogs. So if you're not going to the truck parade, you can go to the dog parade.
Will you be participating in that with your puppy?
I will not, but I usually do go and watch. My dogs are too bad to really be walking in a straight line down a parade route.
Are they spurled?
Yes, they're very wild.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have two golden doodles.
Oh, come on. A golden doodle can't be wild, Leah, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know. Have you ever been around a golden doodle? I think they're the most craziest dogs ever.
Actually, I interacted with one as I was walking Teddy T.T. That's his name because he's a pitler. Yeah. Are the golden doodles pitlers or not when they get excited when they see
into everything. Oh, yeah,
no,
into
I mean,
everything.
But, you know, I'm saying they get excited when they see you. They kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta hate it. Anyway, I was walking Teddy the Piddler, and a golden doodle came up and surprised him. So, anyway, enough of the dogs. Let's move on with insurance because it is a dogged problem, if you will, and so many people get so concerned with this or that or the other thing that has nothing to do with them. Meanwhile, insurance rates affect their everyday lives, and I don't know how much attention is being paid to this or not. What do you want to see happen with the regular session when it happens?
Yeah, so our kind of top priority is going to be insurance. You know, there's a lot of conversation over what we did this past session, and, you know, I think a lot of legislators said there's no silver bullet when it comes to insurance reform, and that's correct. You know, you can't just fix it overnight, and so I think for 2025 session, we're looking for more things done. You know, there was a few things that got vetoed this last time that didn't get passed, so I'm hopeful to see those will come back, but you got to think about, it's an excessive lawsuit abuse area here for us, you know, and excessive litigation costs rise the cost of insurance. So, you know, it goes hand in hand when you're doing lawsuit abuse and insurance reform because, you know, that drives up the cost. And so we're interested to see kind of what bills are being filed, which we're in the pre-filed session right now. And so there have been a few, but, you know, looking to work with the legislators and the governor and Insurance Commissioner Tim Tipple to try to chip away at our insurance problem here and make it, you know, more affordable here for everyone.
When you talk with small businesses, you're talking about automobile insurance primarily, or are you also talking about homeowners or business insurance in general?
Yeah, business, home insurance, you know, auto, property insurance, all of that. It kind of drives up. And you kind of think about small businesses, you know, if the insurance premiums go up, it adds to the cost of doing business. And for small business owners, sometimes those higher costs are hard to incur. And it's, you know, do you either pass it on the consumer or do you just eat it? Does it eat at your bottom line? So that's one thing. They're already kind of struggling right now because insurance and, you know, making sure they have enough money to continue to grow their business and hire and also support their local communities. So that's one thing that insurance is probably one of the most direct things affecting them right now.
You know, it seems like such an obvious thing, Leah, where there's a will, there's a way, but is there the will?
I think there is the will. You know, it's getting more popular, which, of course, we had tax session, and, you know, you get through the holidays and Mardi Gras, and you just go talk to everybody. I mean, you can walk through a store, and you can hear someone say, well, my insurance premium just renewed, and it went up. And so I think as we kind of move forward towards session, the conversation is getting picked up, back up again about, okay, what do we do? And I know there were several interim hearings this summer talking about auto insurance and, you know, the legislators brought in different people to speak. And so I think it's on their mind, too. It's just how do we go about it and what is the right way?
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We go back. We're talking about insurance reform with Leah Long in the upcoming session and how it relates to small businesses. I'd like to ask you on the Oakwood Jeweler Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. You as a listener, have you contacted your legislator about any of this at all? And do you actually think that these rates are going to go down? Because, Leah, I'm trying, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. I see all the money that trial attorneys spend advertising on TV and here on WWL. And I just, man, you watch TV in the afternoon, it's crazy. And I think that's a lot of influence, and I hope I'm wrong. And look, lawyers get justice for people, to be fair. The insurance companies kind of bring it on themselves, but there's a lot of abuse that goes on, and it's worse in Louisiana anywhere. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Leah Long, our friend, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And a quick word again, because I got a text, believe it or not, Leah, a couple of texts about the dog parade you mentioned in Covington. Tell me what's going on with it.
Yes, the dog parade is Sunday in Covington, and so they just walk the dogs down the it's down the block in Covington, and I think it starts around noon, maybe. But it's a fun day. It's great for families. So if y'all are in the North Shore area, definitely go check that out.
All right, so let's talk about insurance, specifically, I guess, as it relates to automobile rates. I don't, you know, I'm trying, Leah. I hope for reform. I hope for things to get better. But when you look at what happens in Texas, when you look at what happens in Mississippi, it's crazy to think that the insurance rates are so much lower there than here, right?
It is crazy to think about. I mean, insurance is a national issue, and I think everyone's feeling that. But I just think it's the mindset of our state. It's a very lawsuit abuse happy. Just like you said earlier, you know, you drive down the interstate every 2 miles, there's a billboard. You know, if you've been in a wreck, call us. And so actually in the break, I went to the Louisiana Department of Insurance Facebook page. And so there's a statement that says, Commissioner Tim Tipple says, we must get back to where insurance makes you whole after an incident, not making you better than you were. And I think that speaks volumes because, you know, when you get in a car accident, sometimes you look at it as a profitable event, and that's awful to look at it that way. And I think that adds to our issue. You know, it adds to, you know, the premiums being so high because some people make out better than they were. And, you know, that's one thing that we've got to cap on non-economic damages. We've got to cap on, you know, who can recover and what that money's used for. And so I think that's something these legislators have to think about.
So how do you see this playing out? What are you hearing from legislators? What would it look like? What would legislative reform look like that would result in lower automobile insurance rates, or at least them not raising. I mean, do you actually see the rates come down, Leah?
I mean, I think it's going to take a while for the rates to come down. You know, one, we've got to add competition back to the state, and that's something we've had to do this last session. You know, a lot of riders don't want to ride in the state of Louisiana, and so we've got to get more people here able to ride insurance. And I think there's just several things we've got to come from that way. You know, we've got to somehow make it better for the lawsuit environment here, because, you know, you're going to want to come here and write. And so I think the legislators have some good ideas. I know they're going to work with Commissioner Temple, and I know he's going to bring a package this year to hopefully, you know, he's the expert at this. This is what he does. So, you know, I always say we've kind of got to trust him, because he's used to the insurance environment, and they bring in all these specialists, and, you know, they're like, well, this can help. And, you know, not one thing is going to fix the overall problem, but I think coming at it from multiple ways is what's going to be beneficial for us, and what we could see, hopefully, a change in the insurance rates. You know, if we do multiple things, not just one big bill, not just one thing directly targeted, it's going to have to be several things.
Over what kind of time period?
I mean,
I'm not trying to be cynical, Leah.
I'm not trying to be cynical.
But look, you watch, and I wait for the news in the afternoon, and every commercial is one lawyer after the other, after the other, after the other, and they make it seem, as you said, like a game show. If somebody taps your bumper, that doesn't mean it's like the old Sanford and Son episode about I'm sitting on a jet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm sitting on a gold mine with whiplash. It's that bad in Louisiana. It really is. But, you know, they exert a lot of influence on legislators, and I don't see anything changing. Give me some reason for optimism in a minute that we have left.
I think if you're listening to this, you need to contact your legislator. I think, you know, the legislators are going to listen to their constituents. They're going to listen to the ones that vote. And I think that's something we've got to get everyone involved. You know, we had a lot of people involved this last time, the last session, but we need people to contact their legislators, tell them what their premiums are, that they can't afford them, how it's affecting their business. And they're going to eventually listen and realize that this issue is bigger than, you know, the trial attorneys. It's bigger than everything. It's directly affecting the economy here. It's affecting people's lives. So I think that is how we do it. You know, in the time frame, who knows? A year, 2 years, who knows? There's not a time frame, but you got to start somewhere.
And if nothing changes?
Yeah, if nothing changes, then I think we'll just continue to be in this boat, and it's going to drive people out of business, and they're not going to be able to afford to live here anymore. You think about flood insurance, you think about home insurance. It's going to take a toll on these people's lives if we don't do anything.
What are the Golden Doodles' names?
Nola and Parrish. I'm not from Louisiana, so we've embedded ourselves fully by these dog names now.
Well, I like it. Thank you, Leah. Good luck. God bless y'all. And, yes. And I hope the insurance thing changes, but I doubt it. I'll believe it when I see it. But my name is Thomas. Thank you. When we come back, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Friday morning. That's when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President of CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can safely access jeffersonfinancial.org, online, you'll find right in the middle of the homepage, manage your money and plan for your future with our financial calculators. And if you click on that, you'll see some tabs, like maybe five different categories: mortgage calculators, loan and credit calculators, investment and retirement calculators, savings calculators, and household finance calculators. And as you click on each of those, you'll see a drop-down menu, all in all, as Mark Rosa joins us now. Mark, good morning. About, what, 90-something calculators, I think?
Good morning, Tom. Happy Friday to you. There's quite a few, and that was the idea. You know, we made that available to our members, but it's actually available to anybody that wants to look. It's free and open to the public, and it's, you know, a lot of people have used it, and I get feedback from it. They say, well, it helped me. At least I know what's going on. Whatever we're talking about, I'm speaking generically. But there's a bunch of things for loans and refinances and you know, combinations of loans and different types of loans and so many things that some people just weren't aware of. And they're saying, and it dispers a question. So we could, you know, point them in a direction that, oh, well, you could do this and this and this, and you might save some money. And with all the talk this morning, I was listening, coming over the causeway, and, you know, with the tariff, all the uncertainty in the market is driving up some prices. And it's more inflation-related price increases. And, you know, for people that were just absolutely in their wits' end a year ago, well, that party isn't over, and prices still seem to be going up. But, you know, so it's like it's money on the table, and it's your money. So I always like to say there's nobody more interested in your money but yourself. But if the debt is already incurred, if you go through some of these calculators, want to play with them, that'd be a good word to use. Mm-hmm. You know, you start saving a material amount of money. Tommy, I'm telling you, just anecdotally, I see people paying 11 and 12% on car loans where they need to pay half that. And it's lethargy. And I'm not picking on people as well. I'll get around to it. Well, in the meantime, you know, it's significant money. And when people say, oh, well, I want to, you know, try to save $10 a month or $50 a month or whatever, it's like you probably have $200 a month on the table just to refinance the car that you already have, and you're fine with the vehicle. But it's those types of things. So that's why we keep talking about the calculators, because I think that's nobody – you can't do the things in your head, that's for sure. You need some help with the arithmetic, and those things are made for that purpose. But –
Let me jump in one real quick if I can, and this is more of a Monday topic, but for people that are freaking out about the market and about tariffs, and I'm not for President Trump, I'm for the president, whoever it is, succeeding, because if he succeeds, the country succeeds. I'm not campaigning for anybody, but to say that this is happening with tariffs, or that is happening, or the market this, there are fluctuations. It is a market, so I think it is entirely too early to say anything yet about the results of anything. Is it not, just from an analytical standpoint?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Meantime, we had too many big things on the table at one time. So to have an accurate prediction is virtually impossible. And I think, you know, we're still under Fed watch. I keep calling it that because the Fed is so involved in the markets currently. What they're going to do in the next couple of months is anybody's guess. I don't think they know what they're going to do. They're saying it's data dependent. We got the jobs report coming out this morning. There was comments made the entire week about, well, if that's too big, then, you know, the Fed, they're going to hold back on some. At some point, if things are going in that direction, meaning the economy is growing and things are robust and the unemployment rate keeps going down, the conversation will turn to they're going to increase rates, not decrease them. And if things go the other way, just want to remind all our listeners, when rates are going down, it means that the economy is weakening. And when rates are going up, the economy is in the process of strengthening. So where are we right now? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. So these tariffs and things, talk about shaking up the market. We were just doing our segment on Monday. Mm-hmm. And today, Friday, the markets aren't open yet. So basically you had 4 days of activity. And the Dow was down 1,400 points. So out comes an article on MarketWatch this morning, some lady saying, I'm down 20% this week. It's like, wait a minute, for a 3% change in the Dow, you're down 20%. So you need to look at what you're investing in. There was no particulars in that article, but that went to show what we've talked about a lot of times on the Monday segment. It's know what you own. And we all get complacent about certain things. Oh, I've been working at, you know, ABC grocery store for 25 years. I take advantage of their 401k. Fantastic. Now, what's in it? And that's where the conversation usually falls apart. I say, well, you know, and it, okay, understand. And if you're having trouble with that answer, that would be the time to say, okay, maybe I need to look at that. Because saying again, nobody cares more about your money than you. And if it's in those retirement type plans, that's a very good move for a person to do that, because you get some of the company kicks in money as you're going along. And of course, you get the tax effects. And that's the whole point of them. But at the end, if we're not knowing what's in there, that seems like, you know, that it's kind of a, that's not the way to do that. So we need to understand what our market is exposed to. So again, with the article out this morning, I'm thinking they must be in very volatile type companies. You know, if their financials are fragile, it's going to make that stock very volatile to market moves. So you've got, again, the Dow moving 3% and you're down 20%. And now they're complaining, well, what do I do now? You could sell last Friday and you'd be fine. Oh, wait, you can't do that. You can't go back and sell. So now you're wishing the stock back up to a level. And you know, we'll go through all of that emotion that surrounds those types.
And again, if you sell now, you're selling low and buying high, which is the Bass Ackwards thing of what you want to do.
Absolutely. And Tom, it goes back to, you know, I've got people that work with me, and okay, so they're in their mid-20s, and we'll have conversations similar to this. And it's like, yours is a whole different kettle of fish. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you need to know what you're investing in and understand a little bit about that. You don't have to be an expert, but we could know intuitively what things are if you're asking some questions. And anybody that's participating in a 401k plan, the company has to have access to the people that manage that money and the funds that you're putting money in. And it's very, very, one more time, very seldom in my 41 years in banking and working around people in a financial institution that have very little knowledge of those things. So I can only imagine that people working in non-financial firms, they just don't for the majority of it. I would think that. But you have to have access to those people, and you got to be able to speak to them. It's not company people. That went out with Enron, that the company people can't be advising you what to invest in. It's you call the investment managers directly, and they have to be available to you, and they have to answer your questions, and they have to walk you through choices. And it's all available, all free. It's all part of the 401k, and so few people take advantage of that. And I know in some case you'd send – a little departure from what we're doing this morning, but in some case, you've got reps coming to your business, standing in front of people and saying, how can I help? And it's just, we need to avail ourselves of that. Because, Tommy, technically, over the decades, and given the market moves over the decades, it's like you could have people say, well, my house is my biggest asset. Maybe not. You could go way further than that. Mm-hmm. In your 401k accumulation, and it's like, well, you know, my house is worth $400,000. Well, you might have twice that in your 401k, and we don't know anything about what's going on there. Well, I was diligent. I've been working for the company. I tried to max everything out. They put some money in. Market's done well over time, and now I've got quite a portfolio with so little knowledge of it. So as we're approaching, then the danger is, like that article I just referenced, the danger is we're approaching retirement and you're going to depend on that money to take a 20% hit. You know, that would be out of 800, what's that, $160,000. Using that example, that person would be down. And you and I were talking about it through the credit crisis, that so many people had nice portfolios to only see them just crushed when they were so close to retirement. It's like, oh, I can't retire now. You imagine having that thought, you know, kind of rattling around in your head. Wait a minute, I can't retire now, and I was expecting to do so in fill in a blank 3 years, 5 years, and I can't. So rates right now. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I kind of derailed the conversation. I didn't mean
That's
to,
right.
but we can pick it up Monday when we come back because
yes.
the two are interrelated, really. When you look at the week ahead on Wall Street and managing your money, they're both kind of related. The calculators are there. Look at them over the weekend, on Monday, we'll kind of morph that a little bit into more of refinancing and mortgages and so forth. I just wanted to address the tariffs thing because I think people are freaking out, and it's like, you know, and again, for those that say I bash this or bash that, I'm not bashing anything. I'm just saying it's too early to tell on either side what's going to happen or how this is going to play out. But in the meanwhile, you don't want to sell low and buy high. That's not the way it works.
Correct. And just this morning, we were saying that on Monday that the mortgage rates dropped over the past 6 weeks. Well, this week they dropped again because of all the things we're talking about this morning. So we could pick that up on Monday and continue because the rates on big ticket items, there's savings to be had there, Tom.
Let's do that. You go have a good weekend.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you on Monday. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Marnie, valuable information, as always, from Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find those calculators, 756, quickly to traffic on WWL.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.